I spoke with your predecessor, Keith Alexander, just yesterday on the phone, and he expressed the concern that he thought Ed Snowden was at some point, it's a question of when, working for someone else, possibly the Russians. He might be working for them right now. I mean, do you think that's a theory that's important to explore right
now?
How did he get out of the country, for example?
Clearly, we're going to need to run it all to ground. You know, my comment would be part of the dialogue. If you believe in this, use the power of the law and the structures of our society to make your case. The answer is not for any one of us to unilaterally decide that I'm the all-knowing oracle who knows everything, that I'm in the best position to decide what is right or wrong. Be leery of a society in which everyone unilaterally can do that. We love to quote the Constitution. That document provides a framework for us as to how we're going to organize as a government, as well as how we're going to settle disputes through this framework we call the law. And I urge all of us as citizens, use that framework. If there's something that you feel strongly about, make your case, make an argument, articulate your viewpoint, but do it within the framework that we all have to use if we're going to exist as a society, if we're going to function as a nation. Beware of the chaos associated with all of us unilaterally deciding what we want to do, what we don't want to do, what laws we're going to obey, what laws we're going to choose to disobey. That just comes across to me as incredibly arrogant.